1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Bobby Dooley is with us. This lady is currently working with the National Family Council on Interfamily Relationship. Ms. Dooley, the book is fascinating. It's called The Silent Suffering. Tell my audience who the silent sufferers are and what we can do to help them.
Thank you, Phil. Each year, over 10,000 people in the United States take their own lives because they believe that they have been unfaithful to a spouse, to a husband or wife. And we are here to tell those people that their suffering is over. We want to bring into the light the reality that having sex with a relative such as a first cousin or a second or third cousin is not being unfaithful to your husband or wife. And too often in America, and also a top, a very big degree in Canada.
Well, can I interrupt you for a minute?
Yes.
All right, you're saying 10,000 people are killing themselves because they've been unfaithful?
They're taking their lives not only because they've been unfaithful, but because they've been made to feel dirty, because they have been made to feel aberrant, and because they have been made to feel as if they are people who should be ashamed of something even more than just being unfaithful. These people are accused of every kind of sin, if you will. There are so many people suffering, and silent suffering is the story of these people who have had normal sexual relations with family members. Now, I am talking specifically about cousins, first cousins through third cousins, aunts and uncles. I'm not talking about brothers and sisters, extended grandparents. These people have been accused of being unfaithful to their spouses, and I am telling you it's wrong.
So you're saying that if you're married,
yes,
and you have sex with a family member, it is not cheating, it's not adultery.
That is correct. And we have had this attitude in our country for the longest time about that with regard to family members. Adultery is wrong. Cheating is wrong. Infidelity is wrong. But we have to define these things.
All right, I have two questions.
Certainly.
If you wouldn't mind. Number one, why isn't it cheating? If I were to have sex, I'm married to my wife. If I were to have sex with my first cousin, Fran, who lives in Toronto, Canada, why isn't that cheating? And number two, what family members are we talking about here? You say you're not talking about brothers and sisters?
Well, Phil, I'd like to take your question in two parts, if I could.
Go ahead.
To answer the first part, the first question, sex with a family member is not technically adultery. This is a member of your family. It's simply an expression of love, but not unfaithfulness. Number two, you mentioned brothers and sisters. Yes, that is incest. We're talking about only, it's not incest when we talk about cousins, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about aunts and uncles.
It is not incest to have sex with an aunt or an uncle.
Well, we divide it into three categories. First through third cousins, aunts, uncles, and we do extend it out to the great-grandparent. So sex would not be being unfaithful.
And on top of that, that's not incest.
No, that's a misconception. Incest is with a brother or a sister or a father or mother. Let me give you an example, if I could, Phil.
Please, and I want to give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley of the National Family on National Council on Interfamily Relationships and their book called The Silent Suffering. Give me an example of what you are talking about when you say sex with a third or first cousin is not cheating on your husband, only sex with a non-relation. I'm getting confused here.
Let me tell you what I'm saying. My cousin Robert visited us from Grand Rapids, Michigan last month, and he and I had been very close in high school. And so for old time's sake and to have a little bit of fun and you know, relieve the stress of what was going on, I spent the night with him in the guest bedroom. Now, my husband was a little confused by it. He thought that was being unfaithful. What I said was, look, I want Robert to explain to you, Steve, that him having sex with me does not mean I've been unfaithful. Now, I went ahead and made some coffee, and I heard Robert and Steve talking. And when they'd finished, Steve shook his hand and said, thank you for explaining it. And Robert replaced the condoms that he'd used. And what we were able to explain to Steve is that it was not cheating But not all people have that opportunity, and not all spouses are intelligent enough, like Steve, to get it.
And so the people that have been suffering for all of these years are people who are having this natural sexual relationship with their cousins or with aunts and uncles, and yet they're not cheating on their spouses.
No, no. You cannot be cheating on your spouse if your sex is only with a cousin or with an aunt or an uncle. With a non-member of the family, of course. And I certainly don't recommend it with brothers or sisters. That's incest.
All right, how many married people in the United States would you say have sex with a family member other than their spouses?
Well, I think that's the wrong question, Phil.
Okay.
The question is, how many people are having to keep it in the closet because they've been told that it's cheating on their spouse? We're saying, come out of the closet. We're here to explain to anyone that today, that still doesn't get it in 2003, that while having sex with a non-relation is cheating, having sex with your cousin or your uncle or a great-grandparent is not cheating because it's sex with a family member who, of course, you're not going to run away with and then marry them.
All right. Bobby Dooley with us, the author of the book Silent Sufferers. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
And if I could, Phil.
Go ahead.
It really makes me shudder to think of the amount of people who may have been chastised for innocently having sex with a cousin, and someone wants to divorce them. Imagine, if you will, the thousands of married people, women, who've had innocent sex with a third cousin, innocent sex with an aunt, and their husbands want to divorce them because they feel they have been cheated on. It's wrong, and someone had to stand up and say something about it. We're happy to do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. What if they run off with them?
I'm sorry?
What if, in other words, they have sex with a cousin and they want to run off with them? Doesn't that constitute a threat to the marriage?
Well, anyone that would actually run off with a cousin or an uncle, sex is one thing. But if they actually ran off with them, we're working to make that grounds for having the person committed for 72-hour observation.
So you consider...
Excuse me. So you consider that to be insane?
Yes. You can't marry your uncle and you can't marry your cousin. That is incest. But having sex with them is a simple expression of familial love, not a threat to existing marriage.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here with Bobby Dooley and Stephen Dooley, who will be coming on later. They're talking about the fact that thousands of Americans who have sex with their cousins or have interpersonal relationships with family members like that are being told that they're being unfaithful to their spouses. It is not the case. The real case is that if you are having sex with a family member other than a brother and sister, it's normal. And yet these people are suffering in silence, many of them committing suicide. The book's called Silent Sufferers. If you know someone who is actively involved in a sexual relationship with a cousin or an uncle or an aunt, and they're the subject of a divorce proceeding, according to Ms. Dooley, they do have a hotline that you can call, because this is technically not adultery. It is only adultery if you have sex, I guess, then, Ms. Dooley, with someone who is a non-relation.
Absolutely, yeah.
But isn't it adultery if you have sex with a brother or sister?
No, it's not adultery, but it is very, very, I think it's very aberrant behavior. I don't encourage having sex with a brother or sister. I know some people that do and are perfectly happy. Steve and I both socialize with couples like that. I don't personally think it's healthy, but again, nonetheless, it's really technically not cheating. And that's what we're talking about in the modern society. Are marriages, is there fidelity in the modern marriage? And I think there's a lot more than people want to believe.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I got a lot to think about, and probably you do too. If you have sex with a cousin, a first cousin, and she includes in that great-grandparents, it is not cheating. All right, let's go to a phone call here, then we'll take a break. This is Benny. Hello, Benny. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I think
yes,
that
ma'am.
Lady's off our mind.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard such garbage, such insanity in my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
What is she playing? The ping pong? The
are you talking? Are you talking to me?
Yes, that's you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard anything so utterly ridiculous.
Well, all right. Thank you.
All right.
You're
thanks
welcome.
A lot, buddy. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Silent sufferers, in the opinion of my guest this hour, are individuals who have long had sexual relations with first cousins, third cousins, second cousins, and they're suffering because people consider that in this country to be cheating or to be adulterous. So if one is married and one has sex with someone who's a complete stranger, that is cheating and adultery. But if one is married and one has sex with a family member, it's not. And you estimate that over 10,000 people in the United States kill themselves. And that true, Ms. Dooley?
That's a conservative estimate, Phil. And the other thing to keep in mind is that that's just the number of people that are taking their own lives. What about the individuals who are out there suffering in silence? They have not yet reached the point of suicide. They are simply not able to vocalize that they're having sexual relations with a cousin, but that they're not really cheating because they're not running off with them. They're not...
Are they keeping it to themselves?
Oh, absolutely.
And why is that?
Because, again, their spouses think that it is. My husband was able to understand the relationship between myself and my cousin Robert, because Robert had explained it. And what I think should be done more than anything else is that if you're having sex with a cousin, have that person explain it to your husband, because they're a family member and they'll be able to communicate better with that person.
All right, you say that you can't marry your uncle and you can't marry your cousin. That's incest, but having sex with them is a simple expression of familial love.
That is correct, and it's not a threat to the existing marriage. It's so important, and we really need to get this message out. And that's why we've asked for time on your show, Phil.
All right, now you mentioned your experience with your cousin. Did you have any other... In other words, were you suffering before this?
Oh, absolutely, yes, I was, until I finally decided to tell my husband.
So you were having sex with your cousin for a long time?
Well, not only my cousin, but I can give you an example. I lived in shame for a long time, thinking that I had cheated on my husband because I had gone to Oregon to visit my aunt and uncle just after Steve and I were married, and I slept with my Uncle Frank. And I wanted to share family news with Steve, but I kept that part out because we've all been made to feel dirty about it. And there really isn't any shame in this. The shame should be put on the people who have sex with their mothers or their fathers or their sisters or their brothers. People have to learn to separate this.
Well, now, you told me that you and your husband socialize with couples who are brother and sister. Is that right?
We do, yeah. We don't shun them. I think a lot of people do.
But you're saying that they should be shamed?
I think it's aberrant, but I don't want to judge them. What I do want to say, though, is this. We're not talking about sex with a brother and a sister. We're talking about sex with people who are not related very closely, and that, again, a great-grandparent, a great-uncle, an uncle and aunt.
Sex with your great-grandparent. All right, Ms. Dooley, in the book Silent Sufferers, you also mentioned that this is happening to a large degree in Canada, and that people are, and the United States, they're shunned or made to feel as if they have practiced infidelity. So a lot of people are keeping this inside, right?
Many people are, yeah. And they've had to reestablish the unity of the family, and having sex with a cousin, I think, actually does reestablish the unity of the family. But there's a lot of people who will not, acknowledge that.
All right, well, the book is called Silent Suffering. It's available in paperback. And you have a number for people to call on the back of the book if they want to get in touch with a member of your organization, if they're currently having a relationship with, and you delineate, first cousin, second cousin, third cousin, aunt, uncle, or great-grandparent, correct?
That is correct, yes.
They can call your number, and what do you give them?
This is a 24-hour support hotline whereby we can listen to you. You can tell us about your relationship. A lot of people have a great relationship, sexual relationship with a cousin or a great grandparent, and they can't talk about it. So what I think we should do then is talk about this, get a lot of people to express their feelings for the first time in their lives. We offer that. We also offer outpatient in case there's some kind of retardation in the offspring. And the other thing that I think we do sell very well is that we offer people a place to introduce their cousins and their uncles and aunts that they're having sex with. We have mixers on Friday nights. And
okay. I mean, I've been listening to this for a half hour.
Well, what?
You're having mixers with your cousins and your aunts and your uncles.
Again, Phil, you're trying to shame us. And that's not what this is about.
I don't want to shame you. I will call into question, though, the idea that this isn't cheating. That this is...
It's not cheating.
Because it's with a family member.
Yes. Absolutely. It is not cheating. You can't cheat on a spouse if you're having sex with a family member. So if you get the seven-year itch, or if you feel like you're just getting bored at home, and a lot of that has to do with me being bored with Steve... go out and sleep with your uncle, and it's wonderful.
All right, Bobby Dooley's book, The Silent Suffering, now available in paperback.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Steve Bozell. If you think Bobby's out of her mind, Steve Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California, who was on our program yesterday saying that, since he'd had a background in stand-up comedy, when a little girl paid a visit to his daughter and this little girl had a stuttering problem, Steve started stuttering back because that's his way of alleviating tension, and that's what he learned in his stand-up comedy days, making fun of a kid with a stutter. Here's Steve.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Well, I just want to say this. Even though, Mr. Bozell, your comments may be not intended to, you're not intended to make a fun of a child at that particular time, but at the same time, you're hurting their feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's a comedy to you. It's a comedy to you, and I understand. I got a sense of humor. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
some of those situations, it could be funny. But the person that you're talking about, you're like personally offending them. You understand what I'm saying? You're hurting their feelings,
well,
man.
Well, see, here's the whole deal. The little girl's mother, she's a sourpuss. She ain't got no... I did a couple of knock-knock jokes, and she didn't laugh at them or nothing. So that, I realized I made a mistake, because the little girl did not learn how to have no sense of humor, because her mother, I talked to the mother on the phone. I said, okay, look, I'm going to try something out here, because I think I know what's wrong. And I did a couple of dead baby jokes on her. She didn't laugh. And I realized then that I'd made a mistake. The mother doesn't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, but everybody got a different sense of humor. You can't expect someone to laugh at something. I mean, some things you mentioned, it's not funny to me. What? If you walk in that veteran thing, I mean, that's not funny to me. You understand what
no,
I'm saying?
I go watch
Jamie Foxx or something. You know what I'm saying? The stand-up comedy or something like that.
I mean,
that's funny, you know?
I like,
are you talking about you walk in a hospital doing that? Come on, man.
I like Jamie Foxx, but I don't think he quite... I think he needs work. What I'm saying is...
So I don't see you on HBO doing all the money out there. I don't see you out there, you know?
Well, see, right,
I see
right
Jamie Foxx. I mean, Jamie Foxx taping the things all over the place, man.
Okay.
I mean,
have you ever seen Carrot Top or any of these individuals? Because he is so funny to me.
Who?
Carrot Top? Carrot Top, the guy that does those phone commercials?
Yeah, the redheaded guy. Now, that's what I call cutting-edge comedy. I think Jamie Foxx needs work.
Well, wait a minute. You do dead baby jokes, not knock jokes.
No, that's just what I try. Like, Greg...
Yeah, but that's not comedy type of stuff, man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Phil, is that funny to you, Phil?
No, not knock jokes aren't funny to me.
Well,
exactly.
wait a minute, let me ask Greg. Greg, what do you call a guy?
Performance or something, but you walking into a hospital or talking about that dead babies and all this, I mean, who laughs at that, man?
All right, let me ask you, and I can tell you right now, if you have an evolved sense of humor, what do you call a guy with no arms and no legs water skiing?
You know how many times I heard that? I heard that so many times.
Okay, what do you call him?
I'm not going to answer that because they're stupid. You know, it's ridiculous. Imagine if you had a sibling or something like that that had no arms and no legs.
Well, I've never
Imagine if you had a sibling.
Wait a minute. I've never met no guy with no arms and no legs. Never in my life.
Well, what difference does it make whether you met one or not?
I don't think
exactly.
I don't think they exist.
Well, yes, they do exist. There's some people with birth defects who are born that way.
You can't say for sure.
Yes, I can. I've seen them. And you call a guy with no arms and no legs Skip.
Okay, do you think that's funny?
After the 9 millionth time, like Greg, no, I don't.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying.
That's crazy, man. You know, you don't need to be. I mean, you need a different career, man. I'll tell you that. Because this, what you're doing, you ain't going to make no money. You can go to all the amateur, whatever you want to do, but you ain't making no money. Because I tell you that, you want to bash Jamie Foxx, man, he's a lot funnier than you are. I'll tell you that right now.
Hold on, man. You don't have the highly developed sense of humor, then, that I thought you did.
Highly developed sense of humor? How do you develop sense of humor? You're born with the sense, man. You don't develop nothing.
If my daughter's friend had no arms and no legs, I would have asked her to walk on over to get her hamburger. See?
See, I had that funny to you.
I don't think that's funny.
Well, the gentleman's laughing.
No, he's laughing at you thinking it's funny. I'm not laughing at you'd ask her to go over and get a hamburger?
Yeah. Okay, here's one thing I do at VA hospitals. I get the guys up, we call it amateur night, and I'll get them up on a tabletop to do a dance. And
Jesus, dude, it's insulting to our vets, man.
So that's funny? That's funny.
You gotta be there.
Now, hey, let me ask you. There's me, there's Phil right here. Was any of us laughing at that joke?
How do you get an African?
Oh, Phil, were you laughing? Phil,
no,
you
I wasn't.
Laughing?
I wasn't laughing.
How do you get an African American?
Was I laughing, Phil? Just tell me. Was
I didn't
laughing?
Hear. I didn't hear him laughing either.
All right, how many people are finding this funny?
I'll bet you more than you two guys, because you two guys are sourpusses.
Man, you're crazy, man. How
do you get an African-American child to stop jumping on the bed?
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, was that funny? Was anyone laughing again?
You put Velcro on the ceiling.
That joke is old.
Hey, you got no talent, man. You got no talent.
Oh, I'm better than Jamie Foxx. Well, I'm not better than Jamie Foxx.
That's why I'm hearing you. That's why I'm hearing you on the AM station, and he's on the HBO.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.